It's cramped in the small room, and more than 50 people have squeezed in hip to hip and shoulder to shoulder to hear the rulings of the three people who are deciding the future of 51 Florida inmates. Among the crowd are Virginia Campoa Moore, Marie Clark, Jonadine Gonzalez, and Emily Hobson, sisters of Joseph Tremontano. He was murdered more than 30 years ago. The sisters say Felix Garcia, one of the men convicted of the crime, should never be released.
This is the only time I ever saw my father cry, ever, was because my brother was murdered.
Basically, from that moment on, my mother never really could talk to you.
They murdered him for jewelry and money.
But Felix Garcia and his supporters say he admitted guilt for something he did not do. They claim because he's deaf, he didn't understand what was happening at his trial and that he was framed by his brother, Francisco Garcia, who was also convicted for his role in the murder. But in a twist, at Wednesday's hearing, Mark Garcia, their brother, tells another story.
I know my brother, Frank. I know my brother, Felix. I've lived with the tempers on both of them. I know the situations that they get themselves into. I know how they get themselves out of. I can tell you right now, by my heart, I know 100%. I know Frank did not do that.
Mark, who was 15 at the time of the crime, believes Francisco, not Felix, is the innocent one in what he describes as a drug deal gone bad. Mike and his sister Tina spoke in support of Francisco. And Pat Bliss, a paralegal who has advocated for Felix during the past 18 years, says she's shocked.
She had her opportunity this year to make things right because she was the driver. It was she, Frank, and Ray Stanley, who were the three that were involved with this crime. They did the planning, and they were involved with this crime.
Meanwhile, Reginald Garcia, Felix's attorney, says Tina has also claimed Felix is innocent. While the panel, formerly known as the Parole Commission, does not relitigate crimes, it found itself having to consider the situation of both Felix and Francisco Garcia, as well as their family, the victim's family, and whether after decades of incarceration, anything has changed. In the case of Francisco Garcia, Commissioner Melinda Coonrod feels it is not.
Francisco, he either has wrongfully implicated his brother or he is lying by filing an affidavit stating that he was not. So the character of Francisco Garcia is in question with me.
The panel opted against changing Francisco's possible parole date, but Felix Garcia could have less time to wait. The panel set a new potential release date of 2025, a decrease of a year for his achievements inside of prison, including earning work certifications, good behavior, and getting a GED. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.